This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Yuva Shakti is leading the nation-building effort with innovative ideas, energy and a strong sense of purpose. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the concluding session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders' Dialogue in New Delhi last evening on the occasion of National Youth Day, marking the birth anniversary of great spiritual leader Swami Vivekanand. The PM said the Young Leaders' Dialogue is a historic and unique initiative that provided direct participation of youth in the country's development.
Viksit Bharat Young Leaders' Dialogue, ek aisa platform jahan desh ke vikas ki disha tay karne mein युवाओं की सीधी भागीदारी होती है। 50 लाख से अधिक नौजवानों की रजिस्ट्री, 30 लाख से अधिक युवाओं का विकसित भारत चैलेंज में हिस्सा लेना, देश के विकास के लिए अपने विचार शेयर करना, इतने बड़े स्केल पर युवा शक्ति का एंगेज होना अपने आप में अभूतपूर्व है।
India and Germany deepened their strategic partnership following delegation-level talks between PM Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar yesterday. Following the meeting between two leaders, India and Germany exchanged 19 key memoranda of understanding and made 8 major announcements across defense, trade, technology, clean energy and mobility. German Chancellor arrived in Ahmedabad yesterday on a 2-day visit to India. Later, addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz after the meeting, PM Modi said, both nations signed a joint declaration to strengthen defense industrial cooperation roadmap, focusing on co-development and co-production of military hardware. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and U.S. are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. Mr. Gore was speaking after assuming charge as the U.S. Ambassador to India in New Delhi. He asserted that no partner is more essential than India.
On the ongoing trade deal negotiations, both sides continue to actively engage. In fact, the next call on trade will occur tomorrow. And while trade is very important for our relationship, we will continue to work closely together on other very important areas, such as security, counterterrorism, energy, technology, education, and health. No partner is more essential than India.
Mr. Gore announced that India will be invited to join the US-led initiative called PAC Silicon as a full member next month. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will organize Bhashini Samudaya Workshop Strengthening India's Language AI Ecosystem in New Delhi today. The ministry said that Bhashini Samudaya is a Bhashini-led collaborative initiative that brings together language experts, academic institutions, civil society organizations, and data practitioners to co-create, govern, and scale language AI solutions for India. The West Bengal government has implemented comprehensive precautionary measures to contain the spread of the Nipah virus following the infection of 2 healthcare workers at a private hospital in Barasat, North 24 Bagnas. Chief Secretary Nandini Chakraborty convened an emergency meeting at Nabanna with Health Secretary Narayan Swarup Nigam and other senior officials to review the situation. Briefing the press, the Chief Secretary confirmed that both patients are currently undergoing treatment at the same hospital with a specialized medical team monitoring their condition. Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has informed that the overall coverage of Rabi crops has reached more than 644 lakh hectare area as of 9th of this month. The ministry said that Rabi crops have recorded robust growth, increasing the total area by more than 17 lakh hectare over the last year. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Navi Mumbai. Chasing a target of 144 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the score, posting 145 runs for the loss of 1 wicket in 12.1 overs. Earlier put into bat, UP Warriors posted 143 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Royal Challengers Bengaluru had won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.